We've spoken to ScreenWorks before on this show. They help regional filmmakers, and they've opened applications for filmmakers to apply to be a part of the third season of Fearless Films. That's what it's all about. And we've got Louise Hodgson with us to talk about that. Louise, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for joining us. So tell us about Fearless Films. What's this all about?
Oh, Fearless Films is a great collaboration between ScreenWorks and our local aged care provider, Feros Care. So what we like to do at ScreenWorks is help regional filmmakers in their careers, develop their skills and give them opportunities. And Feros Care love to tell stories that smash stereotypes around seniors and people with disabilities and just increase the representation of those minority groups on the screen and change people's opinions of them. So we've come together always in Fearless Films to do that. And then now we're in season three and we've just launched it. And we're open for applications from regional filmmakers, which counts all your Victorian filmmakers out there, to apply to be a part of it. And what we have is we end up with six short documentaries made by a regional filmmaker. And they're mentored all the way through and they're funded to make it. And it's these year's theme is going to be about seniors who are still working in the workforce. So if you're a senior over the age of 70, you're still working or you're fearlessly volunteering your time for others, then we want to hear from you. We had a conversation about the kind of stories we wanted to see in this suite of films this year, and we were thinking big. We're thinking kind of those seniors who might even be interning at Google, someone who's still in their career.
Yeah.
I mean, someone like Joe Biden. Not him, but you know, you get my drift.
Yeah.
Presumably you're looking for all kinds of stories there, but are you giving any guide or is it an open book for content?
Well, what we're doing is we are inviting the filmmakers who apply to us, and we'll select 12 lucky filmmakers to go through. The filmmakers do need to have a little bit of experience, or at least have at least one paid screen credits, have made something before for somebody. And we'll bring them into the first workshop with the brilliant media mentors, who are Esther Coleman-Hawkins and Denise Erickson from Melbourne, who will mentor them through how to make a good story, how to make social media content to a client brief. And then those cohort of 12 filmmakers will be able to go away and find these stories for us. They'll have a month to do that while being supported all the time by these media mentors, who are amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
And then they'll come back and pitch their stories to Feros Care, the client. And then between us, we'll decide which six we all then go on to make. And those six filmmakers then will benefit from a series of another seven workshops that will take them through all aspects of filmmaking. So they'll really hone an idea and find those characters, make sure those characters are shining on screen and they're on theme and on brief for Feros. And then we'll work with them to develop a really strong social media strategy. So it's a real upskilling initiative this year as well.
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity. You know, I know when we've spoken to you guys before, just for regional filmmakers who may not have initially or seemingly some of the same opportunities that those in major capital cities have to really hone their craft.
Yes, that's a very good point, and that's what we're here for. That's what we're all about at ScreenWorks. If you haven't heard of us, jump online at www.screenworks.com.au because as we all know, a lot of the film industry is happening in the metro centres, and what our job is to bring those opportunities to the filmmakers in the regions. This film opportunity is brilliant for emerging filmmakers in particular because you do get $4,000 worth of funding to make your film. You'll get a production credit, and then those kind of credits are what emerging filmmakers know all too well, are what they're almost like the currency of the film industry. So once you've got one credit and you've learned and made connections and networks on one film, then you can use that to build on. So it's definitely a valid career pathway, these kind of initiatives that we offer across the country.
It's a real step up, isn't it, for somebody to get that credit and get that experience, which is like when you apply for a job and they say experience necessary, but if you can't get the job, you can't get the experience. So if you get into the film world, that's a great way to do it, isn't it, by one of these things. So I'm intrigued by the way that you're calling out for this. What sort of response are you expecting?
Well, before we've called out in series one, we started small. We kept it along the eastern seaboard of Australia. And in series two, we extended it into South Australia and all of Queensland and Canberra. So this year we're going across the whole country. So we're calling out for regional filmmakers from any regional centre across the whole of Australia. And so we've always been really, really well, attended, but we've always had a really large selection of high quality applications to sift through for these Fearless films. And I think that's probably due to the fact that the subject matter is so captivating and engaging. And if you are financially supported to make something that you love, and you're a documentary, factual storyteller, looking to upskill, why wouldn't you apply? So I'm hoping we'll be really, really well. We'll see a lot of strong applications come through. But as I said, we've never gone across the whole country for Fearless films before. So we're all looking to be pleasantly surprised with who applies. So people, if you're applying, you're just applying with your reasons for being in the initiative, a bit of background information, a current resume, et cetera, about yourself.
Okay.
But you don't need to come with a story in mind. You can come along to that first workshop if you're selected, and then you'll get a month to go and find your stories.
All righty. Sounds fascinating. Louise, thanks so much for joining us, and look forward to seeing and hearing the results of how it all goes. And thanks for being on the show this morning.